You're now listening to Meditating on Self-Love podcast summer series.
Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love podcast summer series. This is a time for us to reflect, relax, and rejoice. In the upcoming episode, we will reflect on ways to improve our self-love journey by listening to some of the most listened to episodes of season 4 and much more. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome all my new and wonderful old listeners to the summer series of Meditating on Self-Love podcast, and welcome back to our cozy corner of the podcast world. I'm your host, Yavros. Well, it's that time of year where it's time to put the summer series to a close. This week, as you may be entering the new school season, adjusting your body and mind to the season of autumn that is fastly approaching, I want to present an ideal to live up to this month, which is stewardship. Many of your lives are back in full swing, preparing for autumn, even setting goals for next year or aspiring to finish this year off strong. Day by day, as you attend classes, parent children, or reparent yourself, I encourage you to keep the calm, the reflection, and the relaxation and joy that the summer months often bring. So much of a self-love journey is about taking the time to acknowledge what you are responsible for. If the word responsibility brings you pause, try thinking about the word stewardship. What are you stewarding over in your life? You can break this down into what you are grateful for. Whether that is what you are grateful to have, what role you are grateful to play in your life, or what you look after that is important to your well-being, health, and relationships. You can also think of being a good steward as it relates to how you manage the nouns around you. How do you manage or steward your time? How do you manage your finances? And if we think internally, how do you manage your emotions? As we take a look at stewardship, I encourage you all month long to be aware of how you manage and show gratitude for the things you have in your life. Now remember that none of our lives are perfect, but we may be able to reduce stress by not training ourselves to only think of responsibilities as just things we must do. But we can look at them as opportunities to identify what we are grateful for managing or stewarding in our lives. So instead of thinking about what you're responsible for, think about what you get to steward. Now, I believe to be a great steward, you have to apply wisdom. So join me in this prayer for wisdom from my new book, Dear Father God, A Collection of Morning and Night Prayers.
A morning prayer for wisdom. Dear Father God, I thank and honor you this morning. Thank you for granting me wisdom. Thank you for awakening me and setting me on my path. I ask for forgiveness for anything that is not of you. Lord, I willingly embrace your will for my life today. Empower me to choose my words wisely. Help me pursue righteousness in all things. Guide me in eliminating all foolishness. Assist me in staying focused on the tasks you have set before me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bible verse. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James 1 and 5. I pray this prayer resonates with you. For a deeper dive into the realm of prayers and self-discovery, my book of prayers is available for you. Thank you for being a dedicated listener throughout these summer months. Season 5 of the podcast will be starting soon, and I am anticipating what this season will bring along with you. Each one of you has a part to play in making this podcast community what it is. It's our cozy corner of the podcast world, and a space for us to grow into true self-acceptance through the power of affirmations and self-love. If you need help sleeping and enjoy the Word of God, I've created a peaceful 8-hour Psalms reading to help you get rest each night. The link is in the description. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you answer the question below on what you would like to hear in season 5. Your responses help me develop this content for you. And thank you, Dakira, for responding. Now, stick around for this popular podcast episode. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Begin by taking a deep breath in and letting it out. As you focus on your breath, bring to mind a situation where you feel hurt or wronged by someone else. See that person in front of you and acknowledge the pain that they have caused you. Allow yourself to feel the emotions that come up with this situation, whether it be anger, sadness, or frustration. Now, as you continue to breathe in deeply and exhale, yourself a few moments to relax, feeling safe in your body. Now imagine yourself standing in front of a mirror. Look into your own eyes . Repeat the following Bible verse to yourself . For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6, verse 14, ESV. Now begin to feel God's love and compassion flowing through you, filling you with a sense of peace and tranquility. Stay in this place for a few moments, breathing in and out. And as you hold that feeling of God's love and compassion, if it feels right, repeat the following affirmation to yourself. I forgive myself for any pain or harm I have caused to myself or others. I release any negative feelings and accept the love and compassion that I deserve. I forgive myself for any pain or harm caused to myself or others. I release any negative feelings and accept the love and compassion that I deserve. As you continue to focus on your breath, allow yourself to extend forgiveness to the person who has hurt you. Repeat the following Bible verse in your mind. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4 and 32, ESV. Feel God's love surrounding both you and the other person, sending love and forgiveness to the both of you. As you continue to breathe deeply, allow God's love to grow stronger and more powerful, filling you with the sense of peace and calm. Now bring your attention back to yourself. Feel the love and forgiveness you have extended to yourself and others wash over you. Repeat the following Bible verse in your mind. I can do all things things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13 ESV. Take a deep breath in and exhale fully. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes and return to the present moment. Carry the sense of peace and forgiveness with you throughout the rest of your day. Remember that forgiveness is a journey and it takes time. So be patient and kind to yourself as you continue to work towards healing and emotional release. Be well.
Hey there, I hope you've enjoyed this summer series. Before we move into this week's journal writing prompt, I wanted to suggest my awesome book called The Five Stages of Self-Love. It complements the themes we've explored in this podcast and can really enhance your understanding of self-love. If you already have it, I'd love to hear your thoughts in a review on Amazon or Goodreads. Your feedback can help others on their self-love journey too. So stick around as we dive deeper into our self-love journey with an important journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. Here's this week's journal writing prompt. Answer: take inventory of what stewardship looks like in your life. List what you steward in your life. Next, from this list, pick one thing you will commit to take special care of in your life through your commitment to stewardship. Open your self-love journal to the free writing pages and answer this important journal writing prompt. Remember, Dear Father God Prayer Book, the Five Stages of Self-Love Book, and the Self-Love Affirmations Journal are available on Amazon. Happy journaling, and cheers to this summer series. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I just wanted to take a moment to express how grateful I am for your support throughout this podcast journey. If you've been enjoying our episodes and would like to show some love, there are a few ways you can help us out. Firstly, if you are in a position to do so, consider becoming a patron or making a donation to support the podcast's growth and development. Your financial contributions truly make a difference, and it enables us to continue producing valuable content. Secondly, please share the podcast with your friends, family, and on your social media platforms. Spreading the word helps us reach more people and build an engaged community. Lastly, we have a fantastic book and journal that complements the podcast topics. Purchasing one not only enriches your own learning, but also supports us in creating even more insightful episodes. Your support means everything to me, and I'm incredibly thankful for each and every one of you. Together, we can make a positive impact and empower others on their personal growth journeys. So let's keep this amazing momentum going. Thank you for being a part of this incredible community, and I'm excited to bring you more inspiring episodes in the future. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.